More people are dying from heroin overdoses than ever before.
Heroin is ruining lives.
It's a deadly game heroin users play every time they shoot up.
Worth Lancaster has spent 7 of the last 14 years behind bars because, as he says, he's been chasing the high.
Really powerful stuff that would kill a normal person. And that was just so I can get up to brush my teeth.
He started snorting the drug in his early 30s, and his addiction spun out of control.
I was just, in a way, trying to end it. I wouldn't say I was suicidal, but I didn't care.
He bought and sold heroin laced with other dangerous drugs.
Yes, it's the cheapest drug out there to get, but it's the most powerful drug there is. It's a wonder I'm still alive.
He eventually lost his home and job and started stealing.
I started off with like $8 to $10 habit a day. That went to $300 a day. I would shoot $50 at a time just to be normal, not to be high. You wouldn't even know it, but I'd have to put that much in my body just to be normal.
He was arrested and sentenced to 2 years here at the Fairfax County Adult Detention Center, where Claudette Wells treats hundreds of inmates every year for heroin addiction.
We are never surprised at this point at the job titles that people have held, the socioeconomical background of these individuals, that yet the drugs and alcohol have taken over their lives.
Many of these addicts have been clean before, but relapse when they return to the streets.
In the last, I would say, 18 months, I've seen more people between the ages of 20 to 30 with opiate addiction.
Lancaster says he's been clean for 3 years, and when he's released, he wants to save young adults from the misery he went through.
It's going to be hard with my record, but I just want to change.
In my next report, how undercover detectives keep dealers off the streets. Jamie Forzato, WTOP News.